This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, May 26th, and it's been 199 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country's ever had, with the worst being right here, the Capitol. You know what I'm talking about. Mayor, Corruption County, Arizona, right where I'm standing, Anarchy, Arizona. It was an administrative insurrection. They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. They did it in the 2022 primaries, the 2020 general, and the 2020 primaries. Yup. We're leading the pack and all the demons here, the chaos, the belly of the beast. That's Arizona, Mayor, Corruption County. Fraudulent elections allow demons to control our lives, destroy our country, gives them free reign to sex slave traffic, rape, and murder your children. Wide open borders, people, movies, sound of freedom. And also they harvest their organs and blood. Yeah, I know. Adrenochrome's real. It's real. It's why they have to stay in power. And it's all held together by our corrupt and fraudulent elections. Just gonna pause, let it sink in. Time to stand in a gap for the children, everybody. Including
at the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Hey guys, it's the Resistance Chicks, Leah and Michelle here, and I want to tell you that you need to be going to Brighteon.tv and watching every program that's on there. You need to be going to Brighteon.com and watching all of the different podcasters that are on there, and you need to be going to BrighteonStore.com and purchasing everything that you can there, because Mike Adams, Alan Keyes, and the entire crew behind Brighteon TV and Brighteon.com, we are taking this thing to the end of the line, and we are gonna win it, and we are going to serve the Lord, and God's gonna be shown victorious. So thank you for staying, thank you for supporting. Brighteon's the best, that's where it's at, and it's gonna rise to the
top.
And that's our show, Jesus Rocks, with the absolutely amazing Lucy DeGrazia as the host. And again, these are all on demand. We stopped doing live shows because there's too much content. Like, they're evergreen. You can pick it up at any time. There's 23 episodes. You can head over to JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com, and I encourage you to start watching them. It'll help you get through and understand the times that we live in. And her and I were talking a little earlier, and it's time to all of us really to focus on bringing God and Jesus into your lives, because we need to be focusing on that more so than ever before. And Brighttown is so awesome. They pick us up on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, a little early, but that's okay. You can catch the replays, and that's brighttown.tv. And of course, we're here on every Friday that they allow me to come back. I'm just waiting for that one. Michelle, it's just, you're talking about stuff that you shouldn't be talking about, like child sex trafficking. But actually, I can tell you right now, Brighttown is awesome about that because they want the truth out. So Mike Adams is fabulous, and the whole crew, and even Hunter's subbing in today. So pull up the Rumble for everybody, Hunter, would you? There we go. So there's the two shows, right? But what I need you to do is you're going to need to go to the Rumble, because all the shows are archived on Rumble. And one thing, I'm going to give you a heads up. If you're watching it on Rumble or you're watching in other live streaming platforms, we've been sabotaged literally for the past 2 months. So there might be sound issues. If not, if you're going to watch it live, always go to brighttown.tv, brighttown.tv, and you can pull that up for the live version. You can always watch the replays on Rumble, and then you can always catch the series that we have, right? All the videos, the segments, all our shows and other people's shows that are relevant to fraud, corruption, money laundering, you know, that fun stuff that we are here, the capital of. That's the Arizona Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit, and all the videos and stuff. We're at 76, and I have literally like every day I just get to add more. It's just a matter of time. So go subscribe to Rumble. Use that channel as a resource. And also you got to because you rumble these things out. And somehow we get up in the food chain with views because the content's amazing. It really is. And it's stuff that you need to know. And it's all take action stuff, right? So it's not only educating you, because we're here, boots on the ground. My guest that's getting on the show today, you know she is, she's Liz Harris. And all the guests that we had on last week, the crew, right? And a bunch of other people, they're all boots on the ground. They're busting their rear ends for free, right? Nobody's making money. It's costing us money, but we're doing what we need to in order to keep people accountable, expose the corruption and the election fraud here in Arizona. So what else do I need to tell you? This is the one part of the show where I just can't get in my brain, right? So other platforms that we're on, all the social media ones that haven't kicked us off yet, and Conservative Television America, Right America Media, catch us over on Frank Speech, Flame TV, Tim USA TV, and there was the other one that I always forget. Oh, Your News. I got to start really posting hard on there because this content needs to get out. This content needs to get to everybody. So my pause before was to let you sink in before you went to commercial break. I wanted the information to sink in, okay? So then Hunter was like, oh, I think she's done. So we went to commercial. So I'm going to finish my normal intro, okay? And now I'll bring on the guests. So today's guest is the queen of the canvas, the pioneer of exposing the election fraud and corruption in Arizona, the real hero, Representative Liz Harris. Bring on my friend, Liz Harris, would you? Oh, looking good. Looking good. Looking good. Like Mike Lindell says, looking good. I knew you would. So everybody, I want you to text your friends, put on that common sense cap, grab your pen and paper, because we take notes on this show. This is a working, operating show, and we've got lots of calls to action today because we've got lots to review. Because as you know, ever since everybody started throwing Liz Harris under the bus because they don't like her, because she wants to fix elections, she wants to solve problems, and she campaigned on a lot of things, and she was actually doing the actions during the time that she was in office, and they didn't like that. So they kicked her out illegally. And it was all calculated since December of 2022. She wasn't even in office yet. And they were already planning on kicking her out. Now, isn't that special? So we're going to go through some of that stuff today, plus all the crazy stuff that's been happening in Arizona. So Liz, where do you want to go? Because I have a whole stuff we talked about. What do you want to start with today?
I'm going to start. I mean, we had an amazing week, current events. I was a speaker at the legislative district meeting up in North Scottsdale. And wow, I think I remember censures. It was a great meeting.
All right, well, let's do this. I want to start the show off because I asked Liz for this graphic today because I launched the Arizona Saves America toolkit, which took me literally like 2 days and five different spaces with Leo and probably about 20, 30 hours of conversation with him on the phone to explain it to you guys. We're going to get to that in a little bit. So pull up graphic. That is graphic number 22. So I asked Liz to send this to me today. So I popped it at the very top of the toolkit. Ah, there we go. So may Arizona be the first dominant to fall. And I can tell you guys, it is with your help, we're going to talk about this once we get into it. It will happen, but everybody's got to participate. You don't have to give any money. How amazing is that? All right. And then I had a video with the dominoes falling, but you can catch that in the toolkit because I added that there today. And then real quick, I just want to pop this up for those of you who don't know Liz Harris. Do 23 for me. 23. Okay. Now look at that. There you go. A real hero. That's Liz Harris. Not what you might hear. All the lies. All right. Bring up back my friend Liz Harris. So let's talk about LD23 or LD3. 23 is the old one. It's more evil than that. Yeah, that one's more evil than the one we're in now. So LD3, Liz came up, she spoke, and we did a bunch of censures, which we censured all 18 turds. We censured the Board of Supervisors. We censured separately Joseph Chaplick because he is the head of the chair of the non-ethics committee that illegally brought even a complaint forward. Meanwhile, the person who was giving the complaint, which was Stephanie Steele's Bibles Hamilton, she was committing ethics violations on the floor while she was reading the speech. I counted three. So you're going to take a complaint from somebody who's doing ethics complaints while they're talking. Yeah. That's what goes on down at the pits of hell, we call it, known as the legislature down in Phoenix, Arizona. So then we also censored Jeff DeWitt because he's supporting the impostering and fake LD3, which is just a community organization, which is causing all the problems, which they had a fraudulent election because they have fake paper proxy PCs. And you've heard all about that since we started talking about it in November and December. So those are lots of episodes to catch up on. So Liz, what do you want to talk about the meeting? Because the audience, the body loved Liz. They loved her. It was awesome. She got a standing ovation.
Thank you so much. So my really big focus right now is that when they expelled me, there's two things we really need to focus on. One is that Jacqueline Brigger was handed a microphone. She is a constituent who is petitioning the government. And we pretty much got a message loud and clear, constituents can't do that. And we're gonna expel Liz for it. The second thing, I was given my due process, it was not followed. Rule number one states that if I do not vote on bills in a timely fashion, 2/3 of the legislature can expel me. There was nothing that I didn't vote on. So I think that was a double negative. But anyway, I voted on all the bills. So yeah. They just made stuff up. They wanted to get rid of me. And I feel very strongly the reason they wanted to get rid of me is because I was fighting for the election systems to be reformed. It's that simple. One of my favorite parts of the meeting was being able to swear in all the precinct committeemen towards the end. That was very special. Someone had that idea. I wasn't scheduled to swear them in, but I was honored because becoming a precinct committeeman, if you are here in the state of Arizona, is a very important thing to do. So you can help be politically active. Sitting on your sofa and watching Netflix does not get these issues solved. You have to become part of the solution.
And the great thing about it is when you become a precinct committeeman, we'll just do some PC plugs here. The people that are precinct committeemen are amazing people. Like Liz is LD13, I'm LD3. I mean, some of my best friends are all precinct committeemen from different precincts or different legislative districts. And it's just amazing. Plus, when you start working together and you share the same values, you share the same ethics, and you have the same mission, the same goals. And it's just so awesome to be around like-minded people that are accomplishing things for the greater good, not for self-serving or for power, which is the typical rhino establishment that you've known about for years. There's nothing new. We're not breaking any news or revealing any secrets. It's just that we're all tired of it. You know, I want that flag turned right side up, and that's not going to happen if we don't do the things that we're doing and make sacrifices. So I encourage you to become a precinct committeeman. And the best way to go about it, I guess, is just at this point, if there's anybody that's, and it's nationwide, right? Because Steve Stern and I have that group that meets, we do every 3 weeks because it got to be too much when we were doing once a week. And it's precinct committeemen from all over the country and we do our Zoom calls. So if you're interested, just email me or yeah, I want you to do the subsex. If you go to savemyfreedom.us, you could send an email from there. So you want to become a precinct committee man. Doesn't matter what state it is. I'm going to send you over to Steve and he'll personally call you. Steve Stern will pick up the phone and he will call you and then we'll match you up with somebody in the state or even in the county. There we go. So then that way you can get aligned with the right people and then you can start taking some action to literally take back your country. Why is that one there? I put up the, yeah, it's good. Try to put the savemyfreedom.us or go to azsavesamerica.us because we might as well talk about this right now because I put Liz towards the top and we'll jump over here, then we'll jump back to LD3 because what I put on there was that in order to get Arizona, may they be the first domino to fall, they can, but it's going to take action from you guys. So let's do, well, we got a couple calls for action because Liz's bills are still available to be brought to the floor here in Arizona. So let's talk her bills first. And then I know I'm jumping around. It's just that there's a lot. And I want to make sure that Liz has a lot of talk time today. You know how I like to just keep rambling. So Liz, talk about, pull up her bills so everyone sees that. That's number 25. So these are, I believe there's 11 election, it used to be election integrity, now it's election fraud prevention, bills that were never put to the floor for a vote because they don't like the bills. And they certainly don't. Where is she? They don't like Liz. So yeah. You have all these bills that are able to be brought to the floor, but it's going to take you guys calling, email, texting if you have their numbers, or even tagging on social media because you know that works. They hate that. They block us, which is against the law. And there's a tab for that. I'll talk about that in the second half. And you can fill out a complaint and you can actually, we're going to start a class action lawsuit for everybody. So Liz, tell them about your bills and what they can do.
So the bills are really important. Call the Arizona legislators and say you want the 11, there's actually 12, the 11, 12 bills that Liz Harris brought forward because they're not my bills. They're the people's bills. And what these bills do, I think many of you have heard me say this, but I'm going to say it again so it's clear. We're going to take voting down to election day. So we have a primary day. We have a general election day. It's one day. You vote in person at the same place year over year. So it's probably going to be your elementary school, a library, fire station, same place. Small precincts. The reason the precincts need to be small is because you won't have that long of a line and you'll be able to hand count them all in a timely fashion. You will have voter ID. You will sign the poll book right next to where you signed it the last time you voted. It's going to be really simple. And then the counting process actually goes under camera. And there's a really simple device that helps with the clicking of the count. That's been out on video for a couple months now, but it's a really exciting system, but it's local, very safe, very secure. And then you have all your votes centralized by 9 p.m. and your final results by midnight that night. That can be done. The problem is the majority of the Arizona legislators were saying, Liz, it can't be done. How many people is that going to require to work? I calculate this. We can't get poll workers. It's impossible. And I'm like, wait a second. You're being told you can't get the poll workers. That's because the people who are submitting their names, someone's taken that and thrown it into the circular file. I'm telling you right now, the entire system is set up to fail, to basically have predetermined results. But if the people become involved in their election process, we've got this. This is going to be fine. And both sides get cheated. Election fraud prevention is a nonpartisan issue.
Thank you, Liz. I love when she says it the right way. Yeah, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes for them, not for us. So it fails for us, not for them. And until we actually stand up, speak up and show up, phone, email, digitally, and say, we want these bills to be put up for vote. Yeah, they're probably going to get vetoed, but at least you can get the pressure on the people that are supposed to be on our side, which are the Republican turds, right? So, but they're the ones that they're all of 18 of them said, Liz, we don't like it. We're going to kick your ass out of here. And we're going to take those bills. Once you take those bills with you, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out is what they said.
So let me explain something. Someone approached me today and said, well, in one of your bills, you have something where it does talk about tabulators. And I'm like, yes, but you have to understand the purpose of that bill is to get the precincts down to under 1,000 or less. So each bill has a strategy. And there's going to need to be floor amendments. And that's what, you know, that, and those were floor amendments that were ready. So again, the strategies that I just explained is the ultimate goal, but all 11, 12 of those bills were like tweaking the strategy, trying to move the needle, not just 1 degree, but 15 degrees. Just getting the precincts down in size is going to be major, but it's still going to be a problem if we have tabulators. So I don't want anyone to think if you look up any of those bills that I support the tabulation machines at all. No, I don't. Again, each bill had its purpose. And when you put them all together and make sure you have the appropriate amendments to make them all mesh as they pass one by one, it can be done. And in Arizona, they are coming back into session on June 12th. So we have from now till June 12th to call every single Arizona legislator and say you want Liz Harris's 11, 12 election integrity bills to be put up on the board and voted on, because the people want to see which legislators don't vote for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to see who does the NV or the no up on that. That board. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see who's doing that. Because, and I'm glad she brought up the machines. You know, we're anti-machines. We did a whole ban the machines campaign. I was an election judge. I can go on for days about the machines and the election process. We're going to save that for another time. Mm-hmm, that was a little hint there. So as far as the machines, you have to get rid of them. Okay. And I'm talking e-poll book where you sign in, because that is an intelligence gathering device. That is not just so you could register to vote. And we've talked about this. Every single show since November 8th that I've been on and that I've actually had here, and the actual tabulator machines, they both have to go. So that kind of segues in perfectly. Don't worry, we're going to jump back over to LD3. That segues into the CR, the SCR, the 1037, that everybody was in an uproar. That was, oh my God, the machines are going to be banned because they sent this magical letter. Okay, none of that's true. None of that's true, okay? All that says is that for the presidential election, you can't have machines that are not made in the United States. So do you think that these people that will not let their grips go of the election system because they want to, yes, child sex slave traffic children, that's the only reason why they're so hell-bent on keeping control and power. Sound of Freedom, that's the movie, July 4th. Don't believe me, go watch it. Watch any of the Jesus Rock shows, it's all in there. Do you really think that they're not going to come up with or already have an American manufacturer that's going to have a machine that fits the criteria that's in that 1037? Because if you believe that, then you might as well stop watching the show, because there's no hope. I can't. You're too far gone. You're too far gone. Right. So that's how that. So they're going to. And I guarantee you there's already a contract and there's already a company, because all that criteria is not going to stop the fraud. It's not going to stop the election fraud. You have to get rid of the machines completely. Okay. Right. So they acted like they were all founding fathers, came out guns a-blazing. Yeah, we got this. And it's another shiny object, because these people don't want to do their job. But the one thing that it did is it exposed the fact that they actually took advantage and used their plenary authority, which they never used it before. But now everybody knows. Everybody knows that they have the ability to do this, which they could have actually banned the machines and reform the election system using that plenary authority. So they did like a dog and pony show, but then they also did a bait and switch. But what they did, if you read that, 1037, it tells you that they actually have the ability, the power to appoint the electors for the presidential election right now. And they met on February 2nd, all of them. You got your Dodgers in there, your Borelli, your Kavanaughs, they were all in that non-freedom caucus that they have. The caucus is not spelled C-A-U, okay? So they said, nah, we're not going to do it. That's your legislators. They didn't want to do it. So they actually revealed themselves that the powers that they do have. So now it's up to us to call them out. Again, social media, join the Twitter fund that we've got, and tell you need appoint those electors right now. Because the only thing that they can do with this bogus 1037 is the presidential. So what they can avoid all that and give it to the Republican candidate right now. You don't have to worry about all the election fraud that you're going to have if you don't go ahead and get rid of the machines. Go ahead, Liz.
So the one thing I pointed out in committee, you could have a machine made in America, but you know, you could have,
doesn't matter.
Who's programming it? Who's writing the program? I mean, and you know, I brought that up. I said, you know, that Clint Curtis guy, I'm like, what country was he made in? I think he is not, I don't know where he was born, but anyway, the point is that people have no tolerance for technology right now. Now we are being told that that resolution is going to ban machines because no such machine fits the criteria, but I'm not too sure about that. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how it unfolds, but at least we're calling out what we think is going to happen early.
Well, I'm not going to wait, and I would call it out pretty hardcore. Sometimes Liz does the little kind of the PC angle, and then I come in and I'm like, I'll punch that demon right in the face. Oh, I'm not. No. I'm calling them out for what they should have done. I'm calling it out for lying about what's in that bill and for them broadcasting that it's the, you know, they're acting like it's going to save the planet. It's not. Because I guarantee you there's already a contract for a machine company. And again, everything that's in there is not going to stop the fraud and the election fraud and the corruption. Because it's deeper.
They're denying that, by the way.
Oh, be my guest. You want to come on my show? You'll debate me right to my face. I'll lay it all out for them. And if they, you know what? I'm glad on what's coming. Their heads are going to explode. That's all I got to say. Their heads are going to explode. All right, pop-up graphic number 18. I got to put this one up before we go. There we go. So that's it, everybody. See? Maricopa County, Mayor Corruption County, Jesus is King. Get on your knees during the break. Say a little prayer, would you? We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's the Resistance Chicks, Leah and Michelle here, and I want to tell you that you need to be going to Brighteon.tv and watching every program that's on there. You need to be going to Brighteon.com and watching all of the different podcasters that are on there, and you need to be going to BrighteonStore.com and purchasing everything that you can there, because Mike Adams, Alan Keyes, and the entire crew behind Brighteon TV and Brighteon.com, we are taking this thing to the end of the line, and we are going to win it. And we are going to serve the Lord, and God's going to be shown victorious. So thank you for staying. Thank you for supporting. Brighteon's the best. That's where it's at, and it's going to rise to the top. We love you guys. God bless.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. Brighteonstore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back. You see those awesome commercials? You know, I got the MyPillow, the 2.0 one, and it's cold because, you know, when you get older, you get hot. And then it's hot in Arizona, so now I'm like double hot. But at least my this part of my face is cold. So I encourage you to go check it out, and it's so much better than the other one. The roommate's got the slippers, and they're really comfy. And then you've got the flag shirt, right? I got one on here today, the flag shirt. Like, look at that. America 1776. Merca. That's right, Merca. And Steve's, oh, awesome. He gives everybody 10% off if you use promo code HOME10. And there's so many other things on there. You got Brighteon Store, so you can get your healthy products, the ones that are actually like certified, right? They're the ones that have no issues with any of the shenanigans that are going on. They're trying to poison you with your mRNA and stuff in the food and all the supplements and just eating bugs, that kind of stuff, right? We're not into any of that stuff. So go, pull up the marketplace. So I want you to go check out the marketplace. We're adding new companies all the time. And the reason why we put this together is because we wanted to showcase small businesses, patriotic companies and materials or outfits and hats and shirts and things like that, patriotic goods and patriotic companies and patriotic people. So there's it's all through affiliate different programs. So yeah, there is a little bit of a commission off of there that helps pay the bills, keeps the lights on. But we wanted to make sure that you guys had choices, because now more than ever, it's important to stop funding the beast, right? You don't want to go ahead and start keep fueling these companies that are literally attacking us, that are shutting us down, whether it's our voice or payment platforms, or they are transgendering, which is not even a thing, right? That's not even a thing, into the children and manipulating mentally, but mutilating, okay? That's all satanic stuff, guys. It's all satanic. So you don't want to buy Bud Light. You don't want to go to Target anymore. The list is long. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, get your money out of there. So yes, it takes a couple more steps, but at least you can go there and go check out different products. Like Mammoth Nation has several hundred different small businesses that are on there, all different kinds of products. So stay away from the Amazons and these big behemoth stores. I mean, I know there's some things that you have to get, but at least take a little extra time, support the companies that are supporting the same values and ethics and morals that you are, that we are. And then the number one thing that I did was the Patriot Mobile. Oh, I forgot my sticker. They sent me these awesome stickers that say I identify as a patriot. So Liz, yours is in the car. I gave Liz the one the other night. So pull that up, the Patriot Mobile. I think it's number... I'm off a whole sheet. I'm missing a sheet. So Patriot, there we go. Patriot Mobile. The awesome thing about this, it's you use free activation, which is Save My Freedom is your promo code. And then if you use the promo code Precinct, you get another 10% off per month, my bill. And you could stay with Verizon or you could pick one of the other two, which is AT&T and T-Mobile. That's just how it works. My bill went from $116 a month to just $38.08. So that's real money. So it's $78. And in this time, that's a month. So that's real money. So I encourage you to change. And they're awesome. And they, you talk to people that are speaking English and they're in this country. So they're supporting also nonprofits and real ones that have Christian values. So go make the switch today. Now, don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. Say $78 is a lot of money. If you don't want to save $78, then mail it to me. I'll take it every single month. I have no problem doing that. I'll put it to good use, I promise. Or $7.80. Whatever it is that you don't want. I'm trying to save you money. I'm trying to give you the tools I'm not trying. I am saving you money. I am giving you the tools. And I'm asking you to join us as a warrior on the battlefield because it's crunch time. Because it's now or never, everybody, right? The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. We want you to join us. So I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us, and you're going to join the Substack. And then let's Liz, bring up Liz and bring up the new post that I just did, which is the AZ Saves America, Arizona Saves America. Because Liz, right there, Arizona Saves America Take Action Toolkit. So Liz has been saying, may Arizona be the first domino to fall for 2.5 years. Look at that. See, there's the domino that I was trying to play on the show, but you can't do it with the technology and the software. So, and then pop her back up. See, we need your help to make this happen and take back our elections in Arizona. So Carrie Lake lost on Monday with the judge, but because Leo D'Onofrio, my attorney buddy, who've been working with him since November on election research, we're busy doing other things, so we weren't paying attention. We were watching the trial, but he wasn't analyzing it. So when he got into, when we were doing Twitter spaces the past like 5 or 6 days, explaining what happened, then he's like, oh, you know, he's looking at stuff, and he's like, whoa, wait a second. This is a slam dunk chance to actually get the whole election set aside. It's like guaranteed, okay? It's like guaranteed. And Liz has been on the Twitter spaces, so she's been following along because Maricopa County broke the law. They literally broke the law, and they're supposed to use the registration, the signature they use at registration, and the Superior Court, which is what Leo just found out yesterday. So not only did he figure this out on Monday, on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, because there's multiple Twitter spaces. He sends it to me this morning. It's like 5 something in the morning. The Supreme Court actually vacated what the opinion of us with the court below it. So this is such a slam dunk in order to do it. But there's two things that need to happen. And this is why we're asking for everybody's help. Her and her attorneys have to file an appellate brief to the Supreme Court, and they have to find a motion for a new trial, which is Rule 59A. So in that Substack post, that we need your help, it gives you the call to action, which we want you to tag Carrie Lake and her war room on all the social media platforms every day, and send her the link, which is azsavesamerica.com or .us, azsavesamerica.us. And ask her to do that for the people of Arizona, because this is literally guaranteed to get set aside if those two documents are submitted to the courts because of what the county did. They violated so many laws that it's black and white, and it's been done before for things that were much, much less than this. So what I did is I loaded it up with all the spaces, all the exhibits, information, and somebody emailed today and they said, Michelle, it's a lot. And no one's going to read it. I said, okay, well, then here's the problem. The reason why we are having the problems we now are is because we didn't read our laws. We don't know what our election rules, our procedures, our processes, and our policies are. And I mean, how many of us didn't even know at the time that what the legislators did when they were charging Liz with her non-ethics complaint and violations? Because when we read the rules, we're like, this doesn't even make any sense. This is not applicable. So because we didn't read. And we didn't know it. And it's not going to take long. It's not going to take long. And it's going to be interesting because you're going to see how they violate your rights, your rules, and the law. And you're going to get pissed. And I need you to get pissed. So I need you to take a little bit of time and read it. And there's 3 spaces. You can listen to them. You don't have to listen to all of them, but I need you to read it because you'll see it and you'll understand. And I'm giving you a little nugget here because what you're going to read is just a fraction of the stuff that they currently do in your election system, and you wonder why we continue to lose. So Liz, comment, since you've been talking about this for many, many years before me.
Right, so just so that you know, I sent you that message that Carrie's attorneys know about 59A. Did you get that message?
Yeah, I did, but I want the people to know about it, and I also want the people to call, tag her and tag the war room and say, we need you to do this for us because this is our election. This is not an election for the candidates, okay? This is election. Your sacred rights was stolen from you to choose your representative, just like they did with Liz. 3 times she won in 5 months. She's not in office. So they did that to LD 13. So I want the people to get involved with the system. You need to understand the rules. And when you read it, I made it as simple as possible. And you'll see this is what they do to us, and they have been doing. But I still want it to be there until those two things get, because there's a 15-day window, and it started on the 22nd. So until those documents are filed, we need to ask her to do that for us. Represent us, we the people here in Arizona. And you could be from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the country.
Michelle, what would be a reason that they don't file 59A?
I have no idea. I mean, literally all the information that is in that Substack post, I handed them the information from Leo and the conversations we had and the Twitter spaces, which is an audio presentation, and the exhibits on a silver platter. Like, it's a silver platter. The only thing that I didn't do with him is to actually write the actual brief and to write the motion, which is the Rule 59A. We didn't write that. Other than that, all the information to write it. And you know what attorneys do? They cut and paste. They cut and paste and they make some changes. So that's how law firms work and attorneys work. So why it's so expensive, I don't understand. But all the information's there. We're handing it to them on a silver platter, not for them, for you guys.
For you guys.
So for the people, this is for the people.
We've been slam dunk this for 30, 31 months now. It's getting old. We really need something to happen here.
Yeah, and it can. Arizona will be the first domino to fall if these two documents are filed. I'm not kidding. It's that black and white. But we need you guys to hold their feet to the fire and ask them to do it for us. Because the loss, and the system with the whole judicial system, especially with election law, is so ridiculous that I can't file it. It's because we as citizens, we have no rights. We have no nothing. We're just a bunch of slaves. So you have to use certain vehicles when it comes to how you file things in the legal system, which that needs to change. And we can't change that overnight. So we got to deal with what we got. So because Carrie is got her case in there, she needs to file those two. So she's an appellate brief because they're going to appeal it. And then the other one, and it's all in there. It's a big says, take action, call to action. But I explain a little bit first so you understand what the hell's going on. You're going to get pissed. You're going to get pissed within 2 minutes of reading this stuff. And I need you to be pissed because you got to take this seriously, because we can win this here in Arizona. So everybody in the country, I want them, all the social media. I put all the social media links there. I put them all there. I even put Liz's in there so you can follow her on Twitter. I put mine in there. I put Leo's because we're putting all this information out. We're exposing all the information, whether it's good, bad, ugly, fraud, corruption, all of it. It's all coming out. We're all coming out. So I encourage you to follow us on the Twitter because jump in the fight. Jump in the fight and use the Constitution. Use the Constitution. Use the rules, because once you start reading the stuff, and you just, I've learned so much from other people's comments that are average Yahoos like me. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that. And, right? But look at all the stuff that Daniel Woods told us last week, and especially that special show episode, I think it was 65 in the toolkit that we did, that he analyzed and showed you why and how it was illegal that they expelled Liz based on Rule 37, House Rule 1, and some other crap that they threw in there, which doesn't even apply. But see, we haven't kept them accountable. But when you read the rules, you go, and the law, because they don't do that. Well, now we got to get loud. We got to get loud. We got to start showing up. One thing that I want to show, pull up number 24, and then we can jump back over to LD3 real quick. Number 24. So I just want, you gotta get this. Okay, so this is what Liz has been pushing for 31 months, she said. Okay, look, no machines, no mail-in ballots. And I know that now there's a push, bring back up Liz. There's a push for mail ballot chasing, right, ballot harvesting, ballot bullshit, whatever, okay? Everybody in the state of Arizona could vote for Trump right now, and he will lose if you have machines. End of story. So the mail-in, trust me, that's a huge problem. But the machines got to go. And we just told you, 1037 ain't what you think it is. And anybody wants to call me, debate me, please do. I'll do it in front of a huge auditorium. Put me at the football stadium, because it's all fact, okay? So yep. So don't fall for it. We've got to now push back that we want these machines to get rid of. So do not fall for the ballot harvesting bullshit.
That is correct. So ballot chasing, I mean, in a way, it's kind of ridiculous because what it is, it's get out the vote. It's essentially looking at on a day by day, as real time as possible, looking at who didn't vote, go knock their doors, tell them, hey, you have your ballot. We need to get it mailed. We need to get it to the polls immediately. That's ballot chasing. It's getting out the vote pretty much. And yeah,
it's like a hostage situation, under duress.
Well, a couple things. We've done it year over year, just reminding people to go vote. But the other thing is that, unfortunately, the county doesn't give us real-time data. They create such lags in the data. So there's so many elements working against us, which is why the meeting you just put up, what I explained earlier in the show, one day, one vote, smaller precincts, in-person, paper ballots, under the camera, hand count. That's the way we're going to reduce the fraud down to 0.01%. Because we're only going to print, you have this many voters in a precinct, you print that many voters plus a slight overage for any spoilage. That's it. You're not going to have hundreds of thousands of ballots printed out there, not knowing if they get inserted into the system illegally. So there's so many things that we can do. But chasing ballots, I was very upset. I first heard someone talking about it at Turning Point USA. I was disappointed. And now it's filtered through to Carrie Lake. And I think even President Trump is talking about this a little bit. But I don't know who's getting in their ear. This is not the solution.
No, the solution is to fix the existing election system and process that we have, which you can do very easily. Keep in mind, the Board of Supervisors can decide to not use machines today. That's it. And they're four are fake Republicans, so it's not going to happen for them unless we push back and demand it. Same with the turds. Again, 1037 could have been done to do that. Still can, guys. But again, we need to know what the rules are, and we're telling them to you right now. So speaking of all rules and election process, let's hold off on the LD3. I'll let you just take it from here because I don't know how you want to roll it out. But go ahead, Liz.
Are the fact that Jennifer, people are out there bad mouthing me, people in highly powerful positions are out there bad mouthing me. They didn't even vote me off the island. They don't even need to comment because a lot of the legislators who voted me off the island, who voted me to expel me, they're out there on speaking circuits. I even got word someone was out last night explaining why she voted me out. Those are the legislators. But then when we have the former assistant attorney general of Arizona this past Monday night, basically telling a group of Republicans that, I'm going to paraphrase here, but essentially the only thing she received from Liz's canvas was a spreadsheet that was very difficult to understand. She didn't have the information she needed for prosecutions, that the spreadsheet made no sense, and that she tried to get a hold of me continuously to ask me questions. Not true. Yes, the data was in the form of a spreadsheet. I actually, in the cover letter, I'm almost positive, I'm going to have to go back and look at it. Like, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out. So I don't know what they're talking about. But Michelle, the most upsetting thing was when she said that Liz had collected a lot of money to support the voter canvassing. Yeah. And I had collected money. Everyone and their brother knows who was involved. I turned down every penny. It was Patriots time. It was we the people. It was our gas money, our printers we used, our printer ink, and our valuable time where we went out and we canvassed and we asked people not who did you vote for, but what method did you use, how many voters are supposed to be here, and how many extra mail-in ballots did you get. 9 out of 10 voters were extremely happy that we showed up and asked the questions, and we found major anomalies, which is what led me into the further research on what it was that we needed to do to reform our voting systems here in Arizona. But anyway, Jennifer Wright went on. There's tons of details.
It was bad.
I also want to say that during my ethics hearing, I was asked the question, is it true that you had a lunch with her? And yeah, it was January 4th, 2023. And they said, did Ms. Wright tell you to turn over any of this elections stuff from Thaler, to turn it over to law enforcement, as Jennifer Wright told, like, is it true that Jennifer Wright told you to turn it over to law enforcement? And I said, to the best of my knowledge, no. Well, I'll just leave it at this. I have additional information to absolutely 100% vindicate me that Jennifer Wright did not tell me once to turn it over to law enforcement. Instead, when, you know, she told me completely the opposite of everything she had reported to the group of Republicans on Monday night, she actually told me that, she got my canvas report. Again, this is on January 4th. She told me that she turned it over to the criminal department. And she made some comments about the criminal department and why they may not have acted on it. But it's just, people are talking out of two sides of their mouth. And when I can prove it, it's just going to make them look really bad. So, hey, folks, tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about covering up your lies. And I think it's really ironic that the legislators are out there continually calling me the liar. It's getting a little old, Michelle. I think they need to stop.
Yeah, I think they really do. And it's not that, the reason why we haven't even brought this information forward yet is because, not that we're trying to hide it, we haven't had time, because we haven't had time to go through it, because every single day it's a new attack that we haven't even had time to go grab the information that we already have to prove that they're lying. So it's just a matter, because every time you turn around, something new. It's like, again, we're constantly having to babysit these people rather than actually being proactive. And it's on, you could see it on social media, because they're lying all over the place. They lied about 1037. They've lied about Liz. They're lying about you name it. So thankfully, there's a lot of us out there now that are on social media pushing back and showing the truth, and showing them the rules and the Constitution and what really matters. But it still takes a lot of time. So it's like we are like professional babysitting just to make sure that people are not getting the misinformation and the lies. And it's our own party. It's our own party. You know, and we brought this up last week, and I'm going to be quick because we don't have a lot of time left. We were talking and they were saying, everyone's blaming us for division. Oh, you're dividing the party. I said, no, there's a difference. There's a division and a decision. Okay, it's a division and a decision. They're dividing and we're deciding not to play in their sandbox anymore. But I don't dance with demons. Liz doesn't dance with demons. None of us do. I'm not going to be a part of the power, the control, the lies, the manipulation, the not saying that the election is fraudulent and needs to be corrected. Why? I have a total different value system, total different beliefs, and the two are just not going to be on the same page, and that's okay. But it's not division. We've just made the decision that we're not going to put up with it anymore. It's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, guess what? It's time to get different results, because we can't keep doing it the way that they've done it. They've driven it literally into the ground. Liz, real quick, we've got to wrap this up.
Really fast. Now that I was at the real LD meeting the other night, there was this fake LD meeting or club over somewhere else. I believe we had twice the number of attendees. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what you said, Michelle. This is the group of people that have decided not to put up with the establishment's ways of doing things and telling us the problem we have with elections is that we're not registering enough voters and we're not working hard enough. No, we work very hard. So I don't know, maybe all LDs should split into two.
It's working for us. And again, it is about all this. It's election fraud and corruption, guys. It's real. You can vote for everybody. Everybody in the whole state can ballot harvest your heart out. Vote for Trump, every single one of you for Trump, and he will not win. He will not win. Oh, what? That was 2020. It already happened, so it's going to happen again. So now we need to get involved and get all the rest of this stuff cleaned up. So all I'm asking you to do is to join us in this. We'll show you all the stuff. We'll tell you all the information. We'll provide even the lead. And then once you know the facts, just like I want you to read that subsect that I just did and go through it and listen when you get a chance, listen to the Twitter spaces, you're going to be like, I can't. Really? Oh, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, guys. Just the tip of the iceberg. So, Liz, thank you. And maybe little Liz Harris. Vote LizHarris.com. And on the Substack, I put her at the very bottom. Is her Twitter handle. And then join us on the Twitter, everybody. And then pop up 18 when you get a chance. So always remember to pray, plan, take action. And then I also need you to stand up, speak up, and show up. And I haven't sat in that chair since August when I decided to get on the battlefield and make it serious. So I think you guys can do that too, right? All right. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And I'm not going to cry this time. So make sure you start watching the old shows. There you go. Watch some Jesus Rocks over the weekend. Read that article. Join us on the battlefield, guys. SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. We're going to start doing special shows during the week because there's too much coming out. I can't wait a whole week to tell you all this stuff because we need you showing up right now. It's do or die time. This is it. This is the time that we're going to take Arizona back, and it's going to be the first domino to fall. Have a great weekend.